Fry the Mac Jr. and the Grand Big Mac, all with that irresistible special sauce. At participating McDonald's.
3 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock, Thursday edition of the Gym Class coming your way as local programming begins right here on KGYM. It is day one of the state wrestling tournament. We'll get you updated on what's happening at the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. That'll be coming up. Kevin Lehman will join us, talk college basketball. We'll look back at Iowa's game against Michigan last night. Also at UNI's win over Evansville. Take a look at what's coming up this weekend. And the tournament's not too far off as far as conferences are concerned. We've got another pair of tickets to give away to Ja Rule T-Pain featuring Mike Jones. That coming up in June. Mark will have that lyric for you coming up in just a little bit. And also, Bowling Night in America wrap-up from last night. It's all coming up next right here on the Gym Class here on KGYM. Where is...
Have you been to the Fieldhouse lately? Yeah, the Fieldhouse. You know, the one and only Hawkeye Bar in Cedar Rapids. The sports bar where the food never takes second place. The famous happy hour that everybody loves. That's the one, the Fieldhouse. Bring your buddies for lunch this week. Stop in and grab a table or order online at fieldhouse1stav.com. Give your lunch hour a shot of black and gold pride at the Fieldhouse on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Dutch Boy's new Platinum Plus paint with Stain Shield technology has the performance you expect from a luxury paint at a price you didn't. Platinum Plus is up to 50% more washable and stain resistant than a leading premium paint in satin sheen. Superiority ranges from 24 to 50% depending on sheen selected. Platinum Plus keeps your walls looking new longer. Menards and Dutch Boy paint have you covered. Go ahead, live your life.
5 minutes past the hour of 3. Welcome in, Gym Class, coming your way on KGYM for a Thursday. I have no idea where our music went for the open. Mark, did you take it? I did not do anything with it. I don't know where it went today. Just one of those days,
this week, unless it's rap lyrics, I'm unaware of the music. Okay.
We'll have that coming up for you here in a little bit. Your chance to win some tickets to that June concert. They do go on sale tomorrow, by the way. I want to remind you about that at Ticketmaster.com or at the U.S. Cellular Center box office. Stop on by. The Masters of Collaboration are hitting the U.S. Cellular Center in June. June 23rd, that's a Saturday night. Cedar Valley Entertainment presents T-Pain and Ja Rule featuring Mike Jones. Free tickets for you today. Mark's going to read a lyric from either T-Pain or Ja Rule or Mike Jones, and you have to figure out whose lyric it is. That will be coming up on the program today as well. 319-366-1600, that is the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line, and they are located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. Also reach us via the phone lines at 319-366-1600. Very unwrestling-like weather today. But no, they're underway.
We've seen it both ways, really, haven't we, over the years?
Yes, we have.
And it's very comfortable. I'm sure it is in Des Moines. And, yeah, a lot of postseason activity going on in the high school ranks. But you got a whale of a game tonight, regular season.
Yeah, we do. The final game of the boys MVC regular season. Iowa City West at Cedar Rapids Xavier coming up tonight. Last year, they were the state champs of 3A and 4A. And we'll have it tonight for you from Ron Thillen Gymnasium over at Xavier beginning at 7:30. That's on all three frequencies, by the way. 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3 FM. Phil Dunn and I will have that. Tomorrow night, girls regional semifinal basketball. Steve Dozier and I will be at Springville. It'll be Springville taking on Bellevue Marquette. And we'll have the 2A battle, the third meeting of the year between Iowa City Regina and West Branch. Alex and Eric will be over at Regina for that one. So lots coming up. As far as basketball, we're just getting started. And we got wrestling going on at the state tournament. Just a great time of the year. Great time of the year.
The 3A's are on the mat right now, correct? 2A's were this morning and
correct.
1A's tonight. What do you got?
Well, let's start off with 3A because they are, as you mentioned, they're on the mat right now. And let's start off with the team scores and see if we can find those here in Class 3A. And filter, sort. Boy, this is going well, isn't it? You'd think I'd be ready for this. Here we go. 3A. Right now, up to the moment. Fort Dodge, 31.5 points. Southeast Polk second with Waukee. They both have 21. West Des Moines Valley fourth, 15.5. Dubuque Hempstead is fifth. City High is sixth right now. Linmar is 11th. Iowa City West is 13th. Prairie is 16th right now as far as the team scores are concerned. Up to the minute, and I mean up to the minute here, as far as Class 3A is concerned, taking a look at the individuals and how they are doing. For Cedar Rapids Kennedy, they took five, and they've got one in the consolations as of the moment. They're still wrestling in the first round here, but Ben Saracen was a winner at 170. Cam Jones is going to be heading to the mat here any moment. In fact, he's on the mat right now. Going up against Travis Thiessen of Lamar's, and right now is behind by a score of 12-8. This will come up in a little bit. Jefferson's Braxton Bolden lost his first-round match. He will have a wrestle back. That's at 182. Washington's Will Foreman did win today at 132 pounds. For Cedar Rapids Prairie, kind of a mixed bag today as far as the Prairie Hawks are concerned. Start off with Trenton Wintermark at 138 pounds. He has advanced. Also advancing, Derek Horak at 182 pounds for Cedar Rapids Prairie. And Hawks that have fallen in the first round, Kegley, Hatcher, Braswell, Jasa, and Stoner DeGroot just lost a moment ago. That's what I was taking a look at right there as we came on. For Linmar, their first round, not too bad. Isaiah Garman is getting ready to go on to the mat here in just a mere matter of moments for his first round match at 220 pounds. Earlier for the Lions, Bryce Park a winner at 106 pounds, Jacob Wempen at 170, and Ryan Plummer at 182. They all won today. Xavier went one for two. Keegan Schultschick won at 120. Ivan Thomas fell at 106. Iowa City West, they have one more wrestler that is on the mat right now. That's Gamia at 195. Only one wrestler won first-round match for West High, and that was Nelson Brands at 160 pounds. For City High, they had 50% today. Ethan Wood Finley at 106 was a first-round winner. Harney at 138 was a first-round winner. Kadohu at 160 also won. Right now, Dykes and Murray, they just are getting ready to wrestle right now for City High. So that's the way that 3A shakes out at this present time. And like I said, they're just about done with the first round. They'll take a little bit, not much of a break, maybe a couple minutes, and get right to the first round of the consolations. And that's 3A. Going to get to 1A. No, 2A coming up here in a moment. As soon as I get things refreshed here, do you have anything to add? A dynamite drop in, perhaps, Mark, for wrestling?
Not particularly, no.
While I get ready here.
The 1A race is going to be terrific. Don Bosco, Lisbon.
That's tonight.
That's tonight. And, you know, of course, all these first round losers can wrestle back, which is, I think, is a great thing. Great thing.
Correct. They can wrestle back, and they can go as high as third, I believe. All right, 2A, earlier on today, they got done this morning. New Hampton, Turkey Valley, your team leader with 23 points. West Liberty had a good first round. They are second with 19. South Tama in third right now with 16 points. Red Oak, 15 points in fourth. PCM Monroe in fifth with 14.5 points. Wallert is sixth right now. Williamsburg, 13th. Dyersville, Beckman, Solon, and West Delaware in a big tie for 16th. Center Point Urbana right now is in 22nd place. Monticello and Mount Vernon are tied for 31st. 2A individuals from earlier on today. Beckman had a good first round, as we mentioned. All four of the wrestlers still alive. Wrecker, Hageman, and Grover all winning. Grant Hager is still around as far as the wrestlebacks are concerned. Center Point Urbana, all three of their wrestlers still alive. Fussley, Hansen in the winner's bracket, Whitehead in the consolations. Solon, Zeb Gnida won at 120 pounds, Mike Hoyle at 182, Tyler Linderbaum at 285, the Hawkeye football recruit got a I believe a Tech fall in his first round match. Bevin's alive in the WrestleBacks. They did lose Brokaw at 138. West Delaware with two alive. Mangold and Newhouse on the championship side. Woods and Breeze have been eliminated. Goble and Petlon are still alive in the WrestleBacks. Williamsburg, they lost one wrestler, Holub, at 195. They've got two alive in the championship round. Kesterson at 113, Schropp at 126, Malloy at 160, and Amuser at 220 are still alive. Mount Vernon, they lost their 195-pounder Woodley. Paul Ryan is alive in the championship side at 170. Ryan Clark still alive in the consolations at 113. Independence, two alive in the championship. Doyle at 138. Crawford at 220. They lost Orr at 152. Monticello, all three of their wrestlers still alive. The Lensmans at 113 and 132, both won. And Stahlberg in the consolations at 220. Morgan Rowley for Anamosa, he won at 126. John Crowley for Tipton won at 126 as well. For Vinton Shelsberg, one alive in the WrestleBacks, and that is Weeks at 126. They lost their other three. Two they lost. One alive, that is Betterton at 145. He is still alive in the WrestleBacks. So that is up to the moment that we have for you. Up to the moment. You know what? And I do this every year. This day makes me think of one of the great guys. You know him. I knew him. The great Vince Mayer, and how much we miss him. This is the day that I always think of Vince Mayer, former wrestling correspondent for many folks, including us at both KCRG and KGYM. And back before the internet, yes, there was life before the internet, ladies and gentlemen. You did not have a hotline and, you know, live video, live play-by-play, whatever it was, to Des Moines. Vince would be your man.
Mm-hmm.
And he would give the wrestling results through the hotline that he had to Vets Auditorium. This was before Wells Fargo,
too. Vince is legally blind.
Yes, he was. Legally blind.
Just a phenomenal, whether he's legally blind or not. He was a great wrestling correspondent, and the fact that you throw in the fact of his eyesight issues, he did a terrific job.
Yeah, he really did, and I miss Vince every year, especially at this time of the year, because he was absolutely terrific with what he did, and there was nobody better, and I know Wyatt Schultz would agree with me, and KJ Pilcher and others, just terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Just terrific, but yeah, two A's this morning, three A's right now. One A's will go at it tonight, and the first round will be over at that point.
Todd has devised a poll question, and you can access it at kgymradio.com. And a little bit of background, this stems from a Charles Barkley interview with Jimmy Kimmel recently.
Okay.
And Barkley told a story that he had learned that the 76ers had traded him to the Lakers. And Barkley was so happy about it, he went out with a few of his buddies and started drinking in the afternoon.
That's not usually a good thing to do.
Later in the afternoon, he finds out the Sixers had nixed the deal. And the Sixers had a game that night.
Okay.
Barkley said he was so drunk he couldn't remember the game. So Todd, in his infinite wisdom, comes up with this.
And probably still played very, very well.
Which sport would be the hardest to play while under the influence? It would be baseball, football, basketball, or hockey. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Baseball.
Yes.
Don't you think?
I think it has to be.
None of them would be easy.
You don't have to shoot at basketball. You can just sit in the corner and get out of the way and, you know, look fairly decent. Now, you got to play a little defense, you know, at times. Kyle, please don't say you have personal experience at this.
Oh, no, definitely not. But I think there's two different questions here. Because baseball, Mark made the point. Baseball would be pretty tough because you're trying to hit that little ball. It's moving pretty fast.
Hard enough sober.
But then I don't think you can discount football and hockey because that's dangerous. you're gonna get lit up
yeah.
if you're inebriated out on the ice or on the
How are you
gonna
even skate if you're playing hockey?
Hey, like we can say that's hard enough sober.
Can't skate sober.
I don't know. That's an interesting question though.
I do like that. I like that question today. Todd Brommelkamp weighing in. Two words, Mark. Doc Ellis. And if you have no idea what we're talking about, Doc Ellis spent most of the 1970s pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates under the influence. And did very, very well. Very, very well. So maybe it's not baseball. Is that what Todd is saying at this time? Doc Ellis can't remember games. He can't.
I know.
319-366-1600.
You can imagine being Barkley, though. He's thrilled beyond belief to get out of Philadelphia and go to L.A. It's like, great, I'm going to go out and celebrate.
That was probably a wrong move right there.
It turned out to be.
Yeah, at that point. They've just started the consolations, by the way, for Class 3A wrestling. So those will go very quickly here as they go through the rest of the afternoon. We're going to get you one of Mark's lyrics coming up here in just a moment. Give you a chance to win Ja Rule and T-Pain along with Mike Jones tickets. That'll be coming up in a little bit. Bowling Night in America from last night as well. A couple other things going on. State wrestling we mentioned. The Iowa baseball team in the Big Ten preseason poll picked sixth. I believe Indiana was picked to win the Big Ten baseball championships. Three Hawkeyes, including Zach Daniels, the former Kennedy product, preseason All-Big Ten. That's great to see for Zach.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert Neustrom and Tyler Cropley. Those were the three that were tabbed preseason. Iowa last night, you were home watching it. I was watching it via the television at the bowling alley. And the Michigan Wolverines did what they had to do, and that was win a home game against one of the bottom teams in the Big Ten Conference.
And then Duncan Robinson just hit another three. And, you know, a lot of the same old issues for Iowa. 9 turnovers in the first 9 or 10 minutes. That didn't set a great tone. I really think Michigan did a nice job on Jordan Bohannon. Jordan only got off 5 shots.
Yeah.
And that was a big part of the game. And I said it last week when Nungy came up and, you know, had 20-some points and, Nungy's arrived.
Didn't.
0 points, 12 minutes. Instead, it was Garza who came through with a very big game. He was tough.
He was, and Luka Garza is getting better and better, and he brought out Mo Wagner a little bit from the basket. And Garza can hit that three-pointer. Do you want him shooting three-pointers, though? Whereas it doesn't matter on this team. Somebody's just got to be consistent with the three-pointers besides Jordan Bohannon.
Up to this point, I see nobody. Have you?
It seems to be somebody different each and every night. With this
Bear, maybe now and then.
Yeah, now and then. Isaiah Moss has his nights where he goes off. But, yeah, it's just... It's interesting how that all goes and how it seems to be somebody different. But Garza is putting up some numbers as a freshman, whether he's doing it on the inside or the outside. But Iowa, they had a good start to the game, but then Michigan hit a couple back-to-back threes, and the Hawkeyes really never got the lead after that. And that was about all she wrote. Talk about that coming up with Kevin Lehman here in just a little bit as Iowa drops another one last night. We'll talk about the UNI win as well against Evansville back on Tuesday night. We'll do that coming up for you.
On the text line, 1474, the zone rotation looked good, but Michigan is a zone-busting team. 0497, I would say golf. I can't hit the ball sober.
We're back to that again, huh? Sure. That little ball doesn't move, but it makes it a little bit tougher if it looks like it's moving around. I will say that. I don't know. Again, that there are difficulties to every sport out there if you're inebriated a little bit. So, yeah. I'm not going to go out and try any of this stuff.
No.
I don't recommend that to anybody out there.
I noticed bowling wasn't on the list.
No. Yeah. More on that on Bowling Night in America wrap coming up in a bit. But it's 3:23. We need to take a break. We'll come back. And when we do, we will talk basketball with Kevin Lehman. And we'll do that when we return after this. Listening to the Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Riverside Casino and Golf Resort is a huge supporter of the Corridor Classic Tour de Cure, and this year they're hosting the countdown to the event. Sign up now and registration is only $15. You get the early bird discount and a jump start on raising funds for the American Diabetes Association. Join Riverside Casino and Golf Resort and support the Corridor Classic Tour de Cure this summer. Register now and get the early bird discount at diabetes.org/corridorclassic.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $5 fill-ups. Now, some people are saying that I'm just Reba McEntire and that KFC has paid me to be the Colonel. But if that were true, how would I know my $5 fill-ups are full of a lot of delicious food? How would I know that you can get a real meal with two pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit cookie, and a drink for just $5? It's not like I could just read it off a script designed to make you hungry. Or could I? KFC. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Got a refrigerator that no longer does its job? That's not cool. Time to see the Home Depot. Right now, you can save up to 35% on appliance special buys, like the reliable Samsung side-by-side refrigerator in stainless steel or black stainless steel for just $998. So start fresh and save big with up to 35% off appliances. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through February 28th.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, Geico is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, Geico is the fastest-growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like Geico, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Napa Know How.
Why get Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil at Napa for $5.49 a quart? Because that's a good price for high-performance oil. After all, nobody wants mediocre performance. I mean, when's the last time your boss said, here's a raise for being average? So get the good stuff at a good price. Valvoline Full Synthetic, just $5.49. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States Pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 2/28/18.
3:26, back, Gym Class for a Thursday here on KGYM, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. High school basketball, good one tonight, Iowa City West at Cedar Rapids. Xavier coming your way on all three frequencies at 7:30, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3 FM. Coming up during the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, they'll have your chance to hook you up with a $30 gift card to the Fieldhouse on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids. Can't go wrong with a quick and delicious lunch with coworkers or swing by after work for happy hour. $2 domestic pints and well drinks, $2.50 domestic bottles, $3 craft beer pints. $30 gift card will be coming your way, that opportunity, during the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn later on right here on KGYM. Going to talk some college basketball with you right now, and our college basketball expert, Kevin Lehman, joining us here on his way back. We're probably back right now from a Dynamite game that you got to see and call, but how you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing great. I am in that northern Missouri area where you're not sure if you're going to have a cell tower or not to get mobile reception. So I pulled off to the side, waited for your call, Scott.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate that. And safety first, like Wyatt did the other day. And yeah, what a game. You would drive a long way to see something like that, like you witnessed.
Well, I knew that was coming. It was Missouri State, which was picked to win the Valley, at Southern Illinois, which is one of the surprise teams in the Valley. And there's such a twist in that game, Scott, because you've got Barry Hinson coaching at Southern Illinois, who was fired at Missouri State after 8 years, had three of the highest RPIs to be left out of the NCAA tournament, if you remember back in the early 2000s. And now he's playing against a Missouri State team coached by Paul Lusk, who after leaving Iowa played 3 years on three NCAA tournament teams for Southern Illinois. So it was a real twist in that. And Barry Hinson has won the last six times these teams have met. The last three have gone to final possession games.
Yeah, including the 81-80 game last night. I'll ask you, Missouri State has really taken a nosedive, and the seat was a little warm for Paul. I hate to see that. What's it like now with Missouri State under 500?
Getting hotter.
Yeah.
And he had a clause in his contract that said he would make the NCAA tournament field, that his contract would be extended 5 years. That clause was removed at the end of January. And there's been no explanation if there was compensation to remove that clause, why it was. So the natives are very restless in Springfield, Missouri. And I felt really bad for Paul. You know, he was on that team that Chris Street played on. And I know he's really good friends with Wade Lookingbill, Paul Lusk is, before he transferred to Southern Illinois. And a great guy. So, but this is a team now. If you look at the Valley, Loyola's going to win this league. Southern has really come on. The sleeper team to me right now is Missouri State. They have as much talent as anyone in the Valley, and they have Alize Johnson, who was the preseason pick. I think Clayton Custer will win that, but Alize Johnson he plays at a different level. This is the one person in the Valley that's getting some NBA looks.
Drake has really maintained a nice positioning in the Missouri Valley. Has that surprised you?
Drake's going to get 10 wins, Mark, and I think that's huge for this Drake program. Picked up their ninth last night. They've got a schedule left. And the win over Northern Iowa was really big for them. That was a big game Saturday because they had not beaten Northern Iowa for a number of years. And I mentioned it was kind of like playing the big brother. They got it done, and now they're at Illinois State, which is – Phil Fain, we think, is out for the season for Illinois State. They're a little banged up. A winnable game for Drake. Valpo, they're at Valpo. Another winnable game. And then they got... Well, I'm actually looking at the wrong schedule. That would be Northern Iowa schedule. They've got Missouri State. They're at Missouri State, Illinois State. Then they've got Valpo at home. So this is a Drake team that's going to get to 10 wins, maybe 11. And I think that's just huge for Nico Medved.
Yeah, it is huge, and you take a look at the grand scheme of things, and first of all, you and I, hey, they don't ask you how pretty they are, and that wasn't a pretty win on Tuesday night against Evansville, winning at 47-41, shooting less than 30%, but I think you and I has come to the realization now they're going to have to play on the first day at Arch Madness. Probably going to have, they may get Evansville again. It's probably going to be Evansville or Indiana State in that technically called a play-in game, if you will, a little bit down in St. Louis.
Well, Indiana State's not a good matchup for the Panthers. They've lost to them twice. I had that game at the McLeod Center where Indiana State just had more athletes at each position than Northern Iowa. And the game against Evansville, the Panthers did not score a field goal in the final 10 minutes of that game. It was good for me because I had to get in the road to get to Southern Illinois. And I looked at the clock at 8:40. We had 3 minutes left. I thought I was going to be out of there early and drug on a little bit with free throws. But they have really struggled all season to make shots, did early in non-conference. But when you get to mid-February, you are what you are. This is a team that struggles offensively. The defense has kept them in games. But they've got some problems that they may have fixed yet. I don't think they're going to get any better offensively here in the last 2 weeks of the season.
Kevin, here's a quote from last night. They are so young, freshmen and sophomores out there all over the place. Just watch it over the next couple years. Is John Beilein being accurate about Iowa or nice?
I see a little bit both, and if the Hawks can add the right pieces, they don't have the person that can scorch you off the dribble, create shots for their teammates. Therefore, they're a pattern offense, and they didn't handle the basketball good against Michigan. You know, a lot of the pieces are there, Mark, but they still need a couple guys, and we keep, I guess we underestimated what Peter Jok did with his team, his ability to hit threes in transition, stretch defenses, because he was such a threat to score. And I see now we've got Jack Nungy in the starting lineup, and they're bringing Nicholas Baer off the bench. Cordell Pimsoll has faded a little bit. They need him to play well. But the solid core pieces are there, but they need a couple other guys that can really athletically beat you with the ball in their hands. That's what they don't have on this team.
No. Yeah, and that's what Peter Jok brought to this team the last couple years. That particular guy right there. And like I said, it's just not a team equipped with that right now. With that being said, though, Luka Garza, career high last night, been coming on as of late. Looks like he hasn't hit that wall that so many freshmen hit in their first year. Not really the post-up guy that we thought he'd be. He's more of a floater about 15 feet out. But, hey, if you can make that shot, pull out some centers from underneath the basket, maybe that's the way Iowa looks to the offense the next few years.
Well, the thing I love about Luka Garza is his intensity that he brings on every game and every possession. And I thought he did hit a little wall. He hit it early in the year. I think it was in late December he hit that wall, but certainly came out of it really strong. And we saw Jack Nungy go through that earlier in January, and he's fought his way through it too. So once again, the talent's really there. And I had this comment weeks ago. Take a Monte Morris and put him on the Iowa team. They'd be pretty good. The guy could really set up their teammates like that. So we'll see if they go out and continue and look to recruit a point guard that is a complement to Jordan Bohannon and to Connor McCaffrey, or how they're going to go forward with recruiting. Because we know, we hear all about Joe Wieskamp, who can really score, do a lot of things, but he kind of sounds like he's like some of the guys that they have. He may be better at what they do, but they certainly need some help in that backcourt, and that's been their issue most of the season.
Kevin Lehman joining us here on the Gym Class on the Thursday edition here on KGYM. And looking at the Big Ten as a whole right now, here's Nebraska, 11-4, ahead of Michigan. Everyone's got Michigan in. Very few people have Nebraska in. We've been talking about it for the last 2 weeks, and they're inching their way up, and I think they're going to end up getting there. But is the Big Ten going to cap it at 5, you think, or does Penn State have a shot?
Well, I think Penn State, Ohio State at Penn State, tonight is huge. And Penn State can really, if they can take care of business, they have the most upside in their schedule. That's the problem with Nebraska. All winnable games, but they're not games that are going to really help them. And they're talking about these quadrants now, Scott and Mark. I don't quite understand them. I do, but it still, you need the eye test. They're not using the eye test on this committee. And that's my concern with Nebraska, is this is, if you watch them play, they are an NCAA tournament team. Not only that, they're a team that can win in the first round. So for them to be left out would be really unfortunate. I think they get there. Can Penn State do some damage and get there too? So maybe they get to 6 teams. Penn State's got some tough games, but also those are opportunity games for Penn State to move forward.
Big 12, Texas Tech, a 1-game lead over Kansas. Kansas beating Iowa State the other night. Texas Tech has 3 of the last 5 on the road. And one of those home games is against Kansas. You expect Texas Tech to hang on?
I think it comes down to that, Mark. Can Kansas beat them at Tech? Because if you look at Kansas' schedule, that is the only game, or that is the most important one left for them, the one that may be the most issues, because Tech's got to go to West Virginia. Mm-hmm. They've got to go to Kansas State. Those are what they're dealing with. So I think when you look at this, it's we've said this all for the last month. Is Kansas going to win their 14th, or do you take the field? Right now, I'm leaning toward Texas Tech because Lubbock's going to be rocking and rolling when the Jayhawks come to town. And this is you watch this Tech team. I mean, they're older. They got a star in the backcourt with their guard. They guard you. This is a team on a season with a lot of parity in the top 20 in college basketball. This is a team that's got some pieces that are starting to get my attention, and a team that might be really good in the NCAA tournament.
Every single time, though, every single time I start to throw dirt on Kansas, they rise like the phoenix. I thought Iowa State would get them on Tuesday, and here come the Jayhawks. They hold off Iowa State there at the very end. It's interesting, though, the Big 12 down to four teams over 500. There's just a logjam between Oklahoma and Texas, five teams within one game of one another. And bracketologists still say seven or eight are getting in out of the Big 12. Are you buying that, or does the Big 10 get one of those spots from the Big 12?
I think they're going to get seven in there. TCU may fall out of it if any of them does, and that might put them to six. But I said this last week with you guys. I don't see a Big 12 team that really wows me when it comes to March Madness. I just don't see it. I see more in the Big 10 with Purdue, with Michigan State, possibly Ohio State. Those teams, to me, sound like they can advance farther in the tournament than these teams you're seeing in the Big 12. And maybe it's because they're beating up on each other. But, you know, I'm with you on Kansas. I think this may be one of Bill Self's best coaching jobs because he has a short bench. This is not one of his most talented teams because of some other issues. And one of those things that's coming out, guys, is the NCAA, or actually, I should say the FBI investigation on this Adidas shoe deal. They're talking about three dozen schools may be involved in this mess as the FBI and the Department of Justice gather information. That's going to really change the landscape of college basketball when this comes out.
Well, and talking about that a little bit, that's going to be the next round, and people are talking about it. And what is exactly going to happen? What programs are going to get it? I think it's still kind of in a cloud of mystery right now. But they're talking about anywhere from mid-majors to big-time programs.
Well, they're doing an investigation. Of course, nothing's leaking out, and so we'll see what happens. And another team, just to change the subject a bit here, Scott, I know a team you like, Cincinnati.
Yep.
They're moving forward now. They're at Houston, and then they've got that big game with Wichita State in Cincinnati next week. So you mentioned that team earlier, that team that you liked. I saw a lot of them in the Cayman Island Classic. They're moving up in the world, those Bearcats.
I like Middle Tennessee, too. I liked them last year. I like Middle Tennessee, too, coming out of conference.
What happened to Rhode Island?
Rhode Island's still there. Those are my three, man. Cincinnati, Rhode Island, and Middle Tennessee. Watch for them.
Well, keep an eye on East Tennessee State, Steve Forbes, the Lone Tree Iowa product. He's getting votes in the top 25 for that team also. There's a name that you may hear when the coaching searches come out here in another month is Steve Forbes, our good friend of mine from Lone Tree, Iowa.
Who is the coach of the year right now? A lot of people are looking at Bruce Pearl. Could it be Bruce Pearl?
Oh, certainly can. I mean, this is the Auburn team. When they came out, there's metrics. He was the first team on the number two seed line with Auburn in a big win over Kentucky last night. So that's a team, and he's done a quick rebuild job. And we kind of knew that Bruce would do that because we've been around Bruce. You know, he's a little bit of a Carnival salesman where he's going to get people excited about the program. He's going to get people in the stands. He's going to have a great home court, and we know that Bruce Pearl can recruit players.
About Tony Bennett leading the ACC by three games.
Yeah, that's a great one, and he's done a fabulous job. And that's another team. Can he take that defense and make a deep run in the NCAA tournament? Because we saw them falter before in NCAA tournament time, but, well, he's really got a nice team. And, hey, I got to tell you this, Scott. I know that you're a huge fan of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Well, my partner last night was Mitch Holthus.
Yes.
Well, I got a lot of inside. I went and got a lot of inside information for you about the Chiefs and their personnel. Don't want to mention on air, but we have to get together sometime. I can fill you in.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that. Mitch is a great guy. Just a great guy.
Oh, he's a great guy to work with because it's the old saying, you know, a high tide raises all ships. So he always makes me look a lot better than I actually am.
He could get excited at a Tiddlywinks tournament. And that's a good thing. That is a good thing. That's just the way Mitch is wired. And
well, when you do a game with him, when you do that intro, and you're not on camera, but he's actually points at your monitor and he's screaming at the monitor in that pregame before the tip-off, and I get to pair up with him on Arch Madness again this year. It'll be our third year together, and I really have a lot of fun working with Mitch.
Yeah, he is terrific. And we're, what, 2 weeks away from Arch Madness?
2 weeks from tonight it's going to start, and I'm afraid you're going to see the Panthers playing on this Thursday. And things are starting to shape up. You know, Loyola's starting to walk away with that, and Southern Illinois, Missouri State are the other two teams that I really like in this tournament.
And Loyola, the record's 22-5. They don't have great non-conference. They got one real good non-conference win. And, I'd like to see them if they don't win Arch Madness to get in somehow, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, about a 50 RPI. And I had this with Gary Rima Tuesday night's game. I went on air with him. We talked about what does the Valley need to do to get back to multiple bids. And two things. The bottom has to get better, which it has. Drake has gotten better. Bradley's gotten better. Those teams had to be good, along with Missouri State. Those are marquee name basketball programs. They have to get, and they've done that. So now you have to get other people to schedule, like Northern Iowa scheduled and like Illinois State is scheduled. They've got to go outside the box, get in those neutral court tournaments such as the Battle for Atlantis. You've got to spend a little money to do it. Well, you got to see Southern do that. You got to get Missouri State to do that. Bradley and some of those other teams. That's the way the Valley gets back to multiple bids.
Especially now they don't have Wichita State or Creighton. So I would agree wholeheartedly with that.
Yeah, and the thing about that, even though they lost those two teams, Wichita State and Creighton, they're still eighth as a league in the RPI, which is really strange. You look at it, okay, so the eighth-ranked team, eighth-ranked league is only going to get one team in the tournament. It tells you, again, this thing is built for the major conferences to get their teams in it, and it works against mid-majors because they can't schedule to get their RPIs high enough.
Nope, you're right. Very much right about that. All right, Kevin, we'll get you back on the road here in beautiful northern Missouri, and safe travels, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right, I'll keep all that info about the Chiefs top secret just between you and I and Mitch.
Got it. I appreciate it. Thanks, Kevin.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Kevin Lehman joining us from somewhere in northern Missouri, talking college hoops with us here at 3:45 on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Mark, America is clamoring. It is about that time and ready to go. Our fourth chance to give our listeners an opportunity to win tickets to see Ja Rule, T-Pain, featuring Mike Jones at the U.S. Cellular Center, Saturday night, June the 23rd. All you need to do is be caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Mark is going to recite a lyric by either Ja Rule, T-Pain, or Mike Jones. Our sixth caller will get a chance to guess. Well, it's not guess. They may know. They should know. They should know from your stylings here. And they will get a chance to go. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Ticketmaster.com, U.S. Cellular Center. Box office, you ready?
I'm ready. I didn't get a chance to see the actual song and video or anything like that, so I don't even know if this beat is even close. And it hasn't been all week, so I guess it doesn't matter.
All right, we are ready.
Here you go. You know you're right, and I'm the type to pull up to your bumper and get your number.
I like that. That's a good lyric. 319-366-1600. Kyle's going to get our caller lined up and ready to go here.
Yeah, between having a head cold and this all week, my goodness.
Yeah, if you can figure out the stylings of my co-host here, we're going to give you an opportunity to win those tickets. 319-366-1600. And Ja Rule, was it a Ja Rule lyric, T-Pain lyric, or a Mike Jones lyric? And we're getting our caller lined up and ready to go here. We can only give it to you once. Only give it to you once.
I can't read it more than once.
You just can't do it more than one time. So we're just about set to go. Kyle has our contestant. Whoop, we lost him. We got to try Kyle's efforting. Let's take a break. We'll come back and then we'll get a short break. Come back. get our contestant.
Sounds good.
Stay tuned.
Have you seen the Johns lately at TCB Pool Hall? No, not the two guys at the bar. I'm talking about the restrooms. No joke, 5 stars. But enough about that. TCB is a pool hall with 10 full-size tables you can rent by the hour, so you can play as long as you want. There are always interesting drink specials. I mean, you've got to have something to sip on between shots, right? Play pool, drink cold beer, use the John at TCB Pool Hall on the Pedball next to Mondo Saloon, downtown Iowa City.
Back with you here in the gym class at 3:48 here in KGYM. Kyle's getting our contestant taken care of here and getting them ready to go. Then we're going to have a Bowling Night in America update for you and the great Olympic dynamite drop-in. We got one from last night. They keep dropping when Kyle gets them ready to go. What's the deal here?
Are they, maybe he's checking out to see if they know the answer first before they're on the
air. Is that it?
I don't know.
Okay, we got it. Number one, right? Uno, number one. TJ in Dubuque, all the way up in the Key City, listening in here today. TJ, how's your Thursday?
Amazing.
Good. Glad to hear it. Did you hear the stylings of Mark Dukes?
I did. He did an excellent job, like always, this week.
Thanks, TJ.
All right. Well, Ja Rule, T-Pain, or Mike Jones, whose lyric is it?
John Rule.
You got it.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. We're going to put you on hold. Kyle will get some information from you, and you are going to be headed off to that concert coming up on Saturday, June 23rd. So,
Thank you so much.
Thank you, TJ. Appreciate it.
I really enjoy the show. You guys do a great job.
Thank you very much. Thank you. 3:50 here on the gym class here on KGYM. We're going to get TJ on hold. Time for this before we get, well, let's do this. Let's get the bowling first. Then we'll come back. We'll do the Olympic over-the-top dynamite drop-in from last night. Mark.
Yes.
It was a strange night at the lanes. Not only were we down two due to sickness, three actually. It was Valentine's night. People were missing it left and right. There was one team that was absent. I'll give you a hint.
The pen pals.
You know, when you get up into, you know, double digits and beyond as far as your wedding anniversaries, a Valentine's Day? No, don't bowl on your wedding anniversary, guys, please. I mean, right? But Valentine's Day, it's like, yeah, I'll get you a card later. Right?
Yes, we know where's the pants in those families.
Oh, gosh. Don't give them motivation. Give them motivation. We have one more jacket showdown to come up. But anyway, I digress. And there were several absences last night due to Valentine's Day and or health reasons. Sickness. A lot of sickness going around the Evergreen League right now. And we looked sick for two
games. Yeah, half our team
games.
Was on the disabled list. So, but nevertheless, we got the last game and the series for 2 out of the 4 points. Not bad. No blood. 45-47 is our record. 10th still in the mature Evergreen League. That was against Hop Electric.
That is correct.
Two close games, and we get the third and the series.
Yes.
Right?
That was the way it played out. Thanks to Rod Bruner, because Mike and I did nothing until the last game.
Ryan Bundy and Dan Healy, 268 games for the high games. Healy, 738. Matt Young with a 700, the only other 700 on the lanes last night. Next week, position night. Some cash on the line.
Yeah, and I think I know who we bowled, too.
Let's get well, first of all.
First of all, yes.
And win a position night.
That we haven't won one yet.
No.
And that would be apropos if we got one. I think fellow Chiefs fan Marcus Mitz may be in the offing next week. So we shall see. Pen pals? Sending you texts?
No, it's a text line about me being a cross between Sinatra and Vanilla Ice.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Let's not exaggerate, huh?
Yeah, it was a strange night. There were a lot of quick games last night in the Evergreen League.
David and Hudson, I played basketball last night, and my wife was really impressed.
How long has David and Hudson been married? I bet it's at least 15 years. I got a nice gift for my wife. Yeah. So as long as, presented said gift after bowling last night, everything was fine. Everything was fine. So there you go. That's my love lessons for the bowlers out there. Don't bowl on your anniversary. Valentine's Day, you might be able to get away with it. So there, I'm just going to leave it at that.
Was it sickness or Valentine's Day? Which was it? People missed.
A little bit of both.
Okay.
A little bit of both. Subs were hard to come by because of Valentine's Day. We were shot down 3 times because of Valentine's Day. So, just saying. It was a rough night last night. Maybe we should take Valentine's night off.
We got through it, though. Some did.
If you'd like to get through it with some improved bowling, check out the Pro Shop at May City Bowl.
Yep. Give them a call, 362-0136, or visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
All right. We will take a break, come back. The over-the-top Olympic dynamite drop-in from last night coming up. May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league,
but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
Riverside Casino and Golf Resort is a huge supporter of the Corridor Classic Tour de Cure. Registration is just $15 when you sign up now at diabetes.org/corridorclassic.
Dynamite drop-in money. That broadcast school has really paid off.
No, oh, it has paid off. We're going to get to our dynamite drop-in right now. Mark, were you watching last night after my brilliant text from bowling, the figure skating pairs last night?
Parts.
Okay. Well, there was a Russian pair. Oh, I'm sorry. The Olympic athletes from Russia. Yevgenia Tarasova and Vladimir Morozov. They were last night. And, of course, the NBC broadcasting crew of Johnny Weir and Tara Lipinski, along with Terry Gannon, but it's mainly Johnny Weir and Tara Lipinski. But this is not a Tara Lipinski. This is a Johnny Weir tonight dynamite drop-in. They were skating. One of their songs they were skating to was Christina Aguilera's 2007 hit Candyman. Their performance did not live up to standards of Christina Aguilera, according to Johnny Weir. He said, quote, but this pair, he said, quote, nobody loves Christina Aguilera more than I do, but this pair is a little square to be giving us Candyman realness. Which caused my wife to look up and, what? Give one of those.
Oh, there'll be more.
Oh, so that is last night's dramatic, over-the-top Olympic dynamite drop-in, courtesy of Mr. Johnny Weir.
Men are on the ice tonight.
Yeah, they have the short program coming up tonight. But before we depart here today, congratulations going out to our team of the week, and it is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids, Local 1260 in Iowa City, Local 678 in Waterloo, Dubuque. The Corridor Spotlight Team of the Week this week, bowling! Cedar Rapids Prairie Girls Bowlers.
Deserved.
And they are terrific. Qualified as the state qualifying meet champions, and also for the Prairie Girls, second highest qualifying score in the state. Jefferson also making it. I believe.
Girls.
On the girls' side. Xavier, I think, made it on the girls' side as well. So Good Metro representation right there. But congratulations going out to Cedar Rapids Prairies Girls Bowling Team, as they are the Corridor Spotlight Team of the Week this week. Big game tonight. Cedar Rapids Xavier hosting Iowa City West. Boys basketball will have it for you tonight at 7:30. Get well.
I will. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions.